Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's a cliche of a question, and I apologize in advance for asking. It's the question everyone will ask in a time like this. How are you doing? How's the family holding up?
The family's doing the best that they can. I mean, this is a major loss to the family. He, any day that he had off, any time that he had off, he spent going around and visiting family. And all that was his. So it's tough on the entire family. It really is.
I know, or I'm told, there was a bit of a family meeting on Sunday to begin the process of discussing arrangements, a funeral. And complicating all of this is the fact that we're still dealing with the pandemic. If there's any information that can be shared there, what is it by way of arrangements?
Yes, sir. We have made arrangements as of yesterday with Lord and Stevens Funeral Home located in Athens, Georgia, on the east side of Athens by the Walmart. His funeral arrangements are set up for Wednesday the 24th. We're going to have a family viewing at 12 o'clock that's for the family, and then at 2 o'clock we're going to have a service that we'd like to have all the family, his friends, or anybody else that would like to be there, and he'll be laid to rest in Calvert Cemetery beside his mother.
Tell me about him. Tell me about your brother-in-law. You're married, as I understand it, to his twin sister. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's common law marriage. Mm. We've been together for years. We have a son together, which was Elijah's nephew, his only nephew that he has, that, you know, was a big part of Carson's life, Elijah was. He was a big guy. And when you met him, you know, he was 6'3", you know, just a big fella, but he had one of the biggest hearts of anybody that you'd meet. He was really outgoing. He never met anybody that he didn't. He was a stranger, more or less. If you met Elijah, or if you went by the stores that Elijah was working at, then you remembered Elijah. He was that type of person. He always went out of his way. He was real big on getting out and seeing, you know, things. Nature was his biggest thing. He loved to be out and just experiencing different things in life. And he just had a good outlook. His smile brightened everybody. I mean, you know, that's one of the biggest things is Elijah touched you no matter how you met him. And it's, like I said, it's a big loss to the family and to the community and just anybody around that's ever ran into Elijah. I mean, you just remember Elijah the way that he was. He's one of those type of people. And so
I would say this. I had listeners, and this is not common. This isn't typical. I had listeners send me pictures that had been taken with them and him. Like, my listener would send me a picture of them and Elijah at the racetrack. I mean, who takes a picture of the guy at the convenience store? But that's the kind of impression he made on people.
Yeah, Elijah was big on photos. Elijah always had a saying, and when I first met Elijah, he always wanted to take pictures. You know, always had to have pictures. And I asked him one time, Elijah, why do you take so many pictures? He said, pictures are lasting memories. You know, they never go away. And so Elijah always wanted to document everybody or everything that he done and seen so that he could always look back at it.
Mm. Amazing for somebody so young. Again, 23. Am I right? Would have turned 24. Is it this week would have celebrated a birthday?
Yes, sir. Him and his twin sister, Mary, who I call my wife, and she calls me her husband, they both would have turned 24 this week on the 26th. But he was well beyond his years as far as age goes.
Again, Tripp Lemons with his brother-in-law of Elijah Wood. And understand, I have to tread lightly, perhaps you do here, but to the extent that you can tell us anything about what you have been told about the status of the investigation, what's the latest? Again, treading lightly, not to give away anything here, but what can you tell us?
Yeah, Yes, sir. Well, the Oconee County Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Hale, they're an outstanding bunch. They're one of the top, you know, departments around. We can't share too much or let too much be known, but the things that are publicly known and that are able to share is the guy, whoever did this, it didn't appear to be a robbery. They came straight into the store and shot and left. From the way that it looks, you really can't see that much. They was dressed total in black. All you can see are the eyes and top skin. And don't know if it's male, female, but this, you know, it's hard to say it and not say it and sound wrong, but it appears to be somebody of brown color. Mm-hmm. that came in and shot. And like I said, they immediately walked into the store, went straight to Elijah, shot Elijah, and left. We haven't seen a motive. Elijah's never had any problems with anybody. There's nobody that didn't like Elijah. You know, Elijah was very well liked. Many of the police officers, I mean, were friends of Elijah. Elijah actually had officers that went and watched him work out. Elijah had got into working out and lifting weights, trying to build, you know, his body up and take care of himself better. And all. And so it's just, this is very hard to understand that somebody like Elijah, this could happen to him, because Elijah would be the kind that could talk you into changing your mind on anything that was going on in your life, just by the way he talked to you, just by his outlook, just by his smile, just by his presence. And so we're having a very hard time understanding why it doesn't seem to be any motive towards it. I mean, it's just scary to think that somebody like him, this can happen to, you know. There was nothing even can make us even think that anything like this would happen.
And even more frightening, the possibility that it could happen again. If there was no motive other than I want to kill this guy, then you have to be fearful that maybe there's more to come.
It is. It's very scary. And the thing that's scary about it is we don't know the motive. And from watching the videos, it didn't appear to be nothing except for to kill, you know, Elijah. But there's no motive for wanting to kill Elijah, so we don't know. I mean, this person's out there. They're running around. We don't know if it was emotionally, you know, if it's racially motivated, if it's politically motivated, if it's personally motivated, or if it's gang motivated, or what it is. There's nothing that gives us any incentive to even know what it is, any type of closure to that. You know, it's just we know that the person that done this took somebody that was very well loved. He's somebody that'll never be forgotten. If you met Elijah, you will never forget Elijah. Elijah was somebody that everybody liked. I mean, there was no way around it.
Trip Lemons with his brother-in-law of Elijah. We've got to ask this. Shortly after the shooting, and we all began to learn what happened, the GoFundMe account goes up to help defray the funeral expenses, which can be considerable. I'm seeing now you've raised a considerable amount of money, something close to $40,000.
Oh, yes, sir. After this happened, I contacted Fox News because I wanted this story to get out there, because this is a small community, Oconee County, but it's a tight community. It's a family community. So I wanted it to get out there. Fox 5 jumped on this as soon as they did, all the other news did. I put up a GoFundMe to try to help, because Elijah was 23. There was no plans for Elijah to have a funeral, so nobody had anything set up for Elijah. The community and the people have came together. They've passed the goal that we set. We've asked people to stop donating, you know, because we're well past what we needed. Sure. But the community is still donating, and this is going to help his father, his two brothers, and his sisters. You know, there's no way to replace anything, but it is helping. Elijah's going to have a beautiful funeral. He's allowed to have a beautiful funeral because of the people out here. And it's just amazed me how many people he touched, how many people have gave comments. There's so many comments. I've been trying to answer them back, but there are just so many. It is hard. And I want everybody out there to know the family appreciates everything that you have done, from donating to the GoFundMe, from sharing the post, from talking about Elijah, from sending us pictures. We have people that's out there that's showing up at racetrack that's holding signs up, justice for Elijah. And that's what we want. We want justice for Elijah. We want this killer brought in. Anybody that's out there, go on Facebook, go to the Oconee County Sheriff's Department, follow this story, post this story, share this story, help us to find this guy that done this. I mean, we want justice. That's what we want for Elijah. We want justice. We want this person stopped. We want them brought in.
All right, Trip Lemons, we absolutely have to leave it there. Again, the funeral is set for Wednesday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Lord and Stevens East in Athens, burial to follow in Colbert. Another one of those cliches as we close out here. Anything this radio station can do, I hope you'll reach out and let us know. You have my number now. Use it anytime you need it. And Trip Lemons, our best to your family. We thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, sir, and thank you so much, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to be heard and to get Elijah's story out there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.